Well, said this week the state should change its long-standing moratorium on building new nuclear plants so they can at least be considered in Wisconsin. A panel the governor formed to study global warming recommended the move earlier this summer. The state Republican Party claims it's a reversal for Doyle, and Executive Director Mark Jefferson says it's a welcome one.
And the fact that he's willing to support John McCain's position on this issue, essentially, is also welcome news to us as well.
McCain has been a much more vocal supporter of nuclear power on the campaign trail than has Obama. Jefferson says the reason the GOP wants to highlight Governor Doyle's comments is because it shows that even some in Obama's own party are more open to nuclear energy than he is. But Doyle says his position has never changed on nuclear power. And he's always heard Obama say that nuclear energy should be considered as one of a wide variety of different options.
I think most people who are looking at this agree that we should be trying to develop solar and wind and biomass and clean coal, and to the extent that we can deal with the safety issues surrounding nuclear power and nuclear. And that's certainly what I've always heard Senator Obama say.
To say Doyle has been a champion of nuclear energy would be a stretch. The governor made it clear this week that the first nuclear power plant to be built in the U.S. in 3 decades would not be built in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.